note is that one of the items, which I guess would have been 3.2, is no longer on the agenda. There was some last minute changes, so they did opt out. But on council's agenda, I think you will just see the one item. That is just in case anybody would hear from the public. And that was for 164th Street. Deputy Mayor?
And do we put some kind of a notification? Because, you know, people showed up here tonight. And I know it's, you say last minute, but all of a sudden people are here and expecting to see something, and then they find out it's not. Do we put anything on our website with respect to, should turn this on, with respect to notification?
Through you, Mayor, I believe we contact people directly who had interest in the application. We didn't have enough time to put it, let's say, in the Rivertown Times due to their publishing deadlines. I can't recall if we put it on the website. If we did, I'll follow up to make sure we do that in the future. But I know we did individual reach outs to make sure that people knew that it was
recorded. Yeah, they weren't upset or anything, but you know, I could just see, I mean, if you're coming in from McGregor, we'll say, okay.
No, that's fair. I'll double check to see if we did the website. If not, I'll make sure it's part of our protocols to go for. Yep. But I do know that we contacted people individually.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item 3.1, the zoning bylaw amendment for 7860 County Road 20. If there is a motion, Deputy Mayor?
I'll move the motion as recommended.
Thank you. Second? Councilor Simone. And now, is there any questions or comments on it? Councilor Perp?
Yeah, not specifically about this application because I think it's brilliant. But why does our bylaw have just three rooms for bed and breakfast? That's what we're here for, is to make it six. Why does it specify only three? That is not clear to me.
It's an excellent question, Councilor, and it's one of the things we were canvassing when we got this application to see what other municipalities were doing. I think three was. On the low side, and I think it's one of those things we're going to look at. We're going to be going doing a re-evaluating and updating our official plan this year. I think it's one of those things that we have on the list to look at.
So, I mean, I know what we have to do with this one today, but are you anticipating making it as many as six or even more in the future so that people like Mr. Colson won't have to go through this?
I think we'll probably look at what the best practice is out there. I think it is more. I've seen five. I don't know what the magic is to those numbers. I think it's looking at repurposing older homes and seeing what that home could sustain instead of turning it into sort of a mini hotel, right? So I don't know the rationale for three. We couldn't find that. It goes back for quite some time. But I certainly have seen higher numbers, and I think we'll be looking at to expand that number as we go forward.
Thank you so much.
And will we be looking at also changing the type of business, like an Airbnb, so that it doesn't have to be a bed and breakfast?
That's a little different issue that we're working through, because a lot of that comes down into licensing the establishments. Airbnbs are difficult to do, and there's a lot of municipalities that have moved that way, and some haven't. There's a lot of challenges with Airbnbs. I know Nicole's working on that to look at what's the best way to attack that, because generally speaking, Airbnb may just be one or two bedrooms. Just be renting out a bedroom or renting out a house, versus this would be an establishment that is licensed and is an ongoing sort of business concern in the town. So they're a little different, I think, in that regard.
Backtrack for a bit. Any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, good. That would have been awkward. So, is there any other questions or comments? Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment. I think I saw this come up on the supplementary or on planning, and I think it's genius. And like I said, I mean, this is first phase, but I'm fully supporting this amendment, and I think it's a good idea, a great idea. So good for you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
I do have a question, I guess, and thank you for bringing it up, because it's obviously our concern from the day one.
Can you speak there so I get?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, thanks for this meeting. But I'm glad you brought that up, because trying to be too premature, but the idea was to have eight. And we were, they were favoring saying six, and I agree, I think, we've done some, you know, chatting with other municipalities, and we felt, and I agree with Mark, you're saying that this five and six number was coming up a lot more within southern Ontario. So whether or not that's something I can address now, or is that something I would have to look for, or Greg and I would have to look for down the road, and ask those questions once the planning, I guess, amendment, if it does happen. Is that a question I should address later on, or is that something that can be addressed today?
I think everything has been predicated on the number six, which has been circulated, so, I think you could probably look at doing that when we make our own adjustments, and I think that, it would be a relatively simple process at that point, because we'd have changed our own documents to support that. Having said that, this being sort of, it's been predicated on the number six, which I think we sort of arrived at.
Okay.
I didn't see anything as high as eight, but I did see five and six. So I think that's something that we have to bring back and find a good sweet spot in there for that this type of establishment, that again doesn't move into, being a mini hotel, but really is a bed and breakfast establishment.
Okay, yeah, that's basically the only question.
Yeah, Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To Mark, when you foresee all this happening, okay, in terms of these changes you're talking about?
Well, we're on the cusp of putting on an RFP for our OP.
For what, sorry?
For our official plan, which is overdue, so I think it will be part of that process.
Yep.
As you, I'm sure you're aware, there's a lot of public consultation that comes with that, so that will be helpful in terms of shaping the future of the town and bringing council to support these types of kinds of things. And you know, when you're talking about things of this nature, and we've seen one obviously with on Front Street with drive-throughs, that things change over time, and we do our best to keep up, and we do make amendments to zoning bylaws now and then, housekeeping amendments like we're doing tonight for a different issue. We can look at maybe there's something we can do in the interim as that process unfolds. We can certainly look at that and bring something back to council if it's the will of council to do so.
Further,
yeah.
Well, and I think that would be wise, I guess, in a sense that if these gentlemen here are getting into that construction process, that, you know, they do, you know, some construction and have to wait 6 months and they get back into the construction aspect, where if all of a sudden that can all come together and they entertain a larger scale construction, we'll say project, it would be more cost effective for them as well.
Mark, through your mentor, Your Acting Worship, the footprint is the footprint when it comes to the Little White Church, right? We've got a lot of things that are protected with that. If there is a possibility for someone to go to an 8-room bed and breakfast, they are seeking relief. We did do our due diligence with regards to what local municipalities were doing. The unfortunate thing is they did have to go through a zoning plan amendment, and they incurred that cost. Had we not, had we had 5 or 6 units before, they would have probably been coming for two additional units. But the research that we show says 5 or 6 is that sweet spot, as Mark has indicated, and hopefully that business model works for them. We are looking at it townwide. The whole agritourism and ecotourism requirements that are going to be out there is going to look at, I would suggest to you, more bed and breakfast requirements in this community, because regardless, even if we get a hotel, and we are going to get one, the need to have bed and breakfasts throughout this community is going to continue to exist, and the smart money would be on the 5, 6, or some number of that nature, and including that in our official plan review, so we have the opportunity to build that business industry of bed and breakfast in this community.
Something twig there when you said you're going to make this town-wide. There are places in town right now which you cannot have a bed and breakfast. Are you intending that that bylaw or that set of rules will be altered so that anyone who wants to set one up can?
Well, my belief would be is that anywhere where it is permissible, right now there's areas where it's not permissible, but it's a supply and demand thing. Having flexibility in your zoning or allowing businesses to be built, it's driven by market conditions. And presently, we don't have enough beds, places for people to reside on a temporary accommodation basis in this town. We know that. The downtown allows it, almost the entire downtown before in ROP, when you go into some of the other areas, bed and breakfasts that are supported by agricultural industries, I think are a great idea. Is it permitted in every area? It's not. I agree with you. But should it be? My position might be it would. Others might not. So that'll be a council decision. I'm just telling you the way I feel. The way I feel.
See what I can see in that crystal ball down
there. My crystal ball is that we are building a municipality that will be supported through a tourism industry. We offer ecotourism. We're going to offer agricultural tourism. We're going to offer sports tourism. And we're going to celebrate our culture and our history. In order to do that, we need to have options. And those options are going to come in many shapes and forms. We will have a hotel. We will have bed and breakfast. We will have, I mean, we can all talk about it, and it's coming, and it's, we don't know how to handle it yet, but Airbnbs are out there. It's happening right now. And we just, our role in the municipality's role should be, is how do we regulate it? The market conditions will be what the market conditions will be. Market will drive it. Our job is to regulate it, and that's my position. That's all.
And I would agree. If I could just add one thing, market of course will drive it, but people will consider buying larger or nicer houses if they think they can put a B&B in.
Sure.
And sometimes they walk away from those houses. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. They walked away because they were told, "No, you can't have one," whereas that house would have been sold.
And if we want to have that sort of discussion, if you look at the affordable housing strategy
mm-hmm.
that the government's pushing, that the provincial government and the federal government are pushing, they're talking about affordable housing and solutions to affordable housing. Accommodations, either B&B or secondary units, all those things are solutions to problems that are nationwide. And I am fully supportive of providing options for our residents, and not only our residents, but our visitors, to have affordable accommodations.
Thank you. Music to my ears.
There you go.
Councillor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one point of clarification. So, I mean, this is, it's always been the white church on this.
Yeah.
And I know zoning, it's agricultural. Is mm-hmm. there, I mean, the church has been around forever.
Yeah.
It's not really, it's commercial, I would say, right? Church? A church would be
institutional.
Commercial. Institutional. So, obviously, this was let go decades ago.
It's a permitted use in the zoning. So a B&B was a permitted use. They're intensifying that permitted use. That's what they're asking for the zoning bylaw amendment for.
Okay, yeah, like I said, so it's not, I know it's not farm field. It's never been farm, this section of land. That's why I'm all for this. So
yep.
And I'm sure the church is getting tied into it somehow, obviously, for historical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And just to emphasize the need for accommodations. I mean, it was quite evident this weekend with the Ontario Gymnastics Championship. The comments that I heard were all favorable except one, and that was the travel distance to Windsor to, you know, sleep, and it's not to sleep, they end up eating, you know, there as well too. So we lost, you know, we're losing big opportunities with events like that, where there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars could probably stay in this. When you're looking at, I don't know how many participants were in that, but the place was full and successful. So the need for accommodations is great, and we just have to keep pushing to get it.
So I understand this, what you said. Is there still a possibility that they can add a couple more units before the actual construction phase, or?
It would have to, as this was circulated with six, they could redo the process, or they could come back and expand at some other point. We can give them some guidance on that. My hope was that, and if it please council, no one has objected to this. No one has shown up in objection. I would ask that this go to the regular meeting tonight so that we don't bring the report back to save them time. If they wanted to go to the 8 units now, we'd probably have to recirculate because everything says 6. And then we'd have to bring a report. We have to do statutory public meeting, and then we have to do this all over again. There may be another avenue we can look from a planning perspective on. We can deal with the applicants to see if that's possible. If we did that now, we'd have to start the process over again.
Drew, can I ask you a question, if you
sure.
don't mind? In the internal layout, the way you've got that laid out in the church, do do you think you could get two additional units in there, is the question, okay. So if you got the approval from council tonight to have six units, and you divided it on the eight-unit model, and you wanted to come back for an additional two units after we've done our review, is that something you would consider?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we, before we came here tonight, that's what we were hoping to hear, that's what we'd like to see in the future, obviously, and we'll just wait till that's ready to go, and we'll come back for the other two rooms, but yeah, if we can proceed with six, that'd be great.
I just wanted my crystal ball a little clearer for some people.
Okay, any other questions or comments? All those in favor? Unanimous, and motion to adjourn?
Wait.
Sorry?
As I was going to say, as no one showed up in objection, and we received no negative comments, if this can be put onto the agenda tonight as a bylaw, which would mean that we don't have to bring a report back, which would not summarize any comments because we have been.
So if I could get direction to do that from council?
I'll direct the administration to bring it on, to put it on the agenda for the regular meeting for tonight.
Okay, and second, Councilor MacArthur, all those in favor? Carry, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys coming back at six?
Oh, sorry, that was just a motion to adjourn still.
Mr. Brown, you gotta come back at six?
No, no, good luck tonight, though.
You guys don't like us, what's the matter?
Councilor Reno, all those in favor to adjourn? All right, it's official.